Ki. Nudwarka Dhammaki, Grantara Srimad Bhagavatamaki, Samaveta Bhaktavrindaki, Nitai Gaura Premanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. I want to thank everyone for coming to Srimad Bhagavatam class, those who are personally here and those who are watching on the internet. Thank you very much. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This morning we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 2, entitled Divinity and Divine Service, Text Number 9. Dharmasya hi apavargasya na arta artaya upakalpate na artasya dharma eka antasya kama lavaya hi smrita. Dharmasya apavargasya nartor tayo pakalpate nartasya dharmaikantasya kamalabhaya hi smrita. Dharmasya yapavargasya narta nartor tayo pakalpate nartasya dharmaikantasya kamalabhaya hi smartaha smitaha smitaha. Dharmasya yapavargasya nartor tayo pakalpate nartasya dharmaikantasya kamalabhya hi smritaha. Someone else, please. Dharmasya.
ladies, please.
Dharmasya, occupational engagement. He certainly. Apavargasya, ultimate liberation. Na, not. Artha, end. Artaya, for material gain. Upakalpate, is meant for. Na, neither. Artasya, of material gain. Dharma eka antasya, for one who is engaged in the ultimate occupational service. Kama, sense gratification. Labhaya, attainment of. He, exactly. Smrita is described by the great sages. Translation. All occupational engagements are certainly meant for ultimate liberation. They should never be performed for material gain. Furthermore, according to sages, one who is engaged in the ultimate occupational service should never use material gain to cultivate sense gratification. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. We have already discussed that pure devotional service to the Lord is automatically followed by perfect knowledge and detachment from material existence. But there are others who consider that all kinds of different occupational engagements, including those of religion, are meant for material gain. The general tendency of any ordinary man in any part of the world is to gain some material profit in exchange for religious or any other occupational service. Even in the Vedic literatures, for all sorts of religious performances, an allurement of material gain is offered. And most people are attracted by such allurements or blessings of religiosity. Why are such so-called men of religious Why are such so-called men of religion allured by material gain? Because material gain can enable one to fulfill desires, which in turn satisfy sense gratification. This cycle of occupational engagements includes so-called religiosity, followed by material gain, and material gain followed by fulfillment of desires. Sense gratification is the general way for all sorts of fully occupied men. But in the statements of Sutta Goswami, as per the verdict of the Srimad Bhagavatam, this is nullified by the present shloka. One should not engage himself in any sort of occupational service for material gain only, nor should material gain be utilized for sense gratification. How material gain should be utilized is described as follows. Om Gyana Tamarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Umilitam Jaina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada tells it like it is. And he's commenting on the discourses by the sages of Namisharanya. And we can see here in the early part of Srimad Bhagavatam that the instructions are that we should take up devotional service, and that by taking up devotional service and worshiping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, that all satisfaction is there. I wanted to back up a couple of verses that we've already spoken on. This is a very popular verse and a very important verse and a very important instruction, where in this statement, Sri Sutta Goswami answers the first questions of the sages of Namisharanya. Savaipum so paro dharmo yato bhaktir hoksajaya haitu kiya pratiyata yama supersijati. The supreme occupational dharma for all humanity is that by which men can attain to loving devotional service unto the transcendent Lord. Such devotional service must be unalloyed and uninterrupted in order to completely satisfy the self. I've also seen where it's said that such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted in order to completely satisfy the self. But here it says unmotivated, uninterrupted, to completely satisfy the self. So, ahaitu kiya pratiyata. The next verse is by rendering devotional service unto the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from the world. The next verse, the occupational activities a man performs according to his own position are only so much useless labor if they do not provoke attraction for the message of the personality of Godhead. And then repeating today's verse, all occupational engagements are certainly meant for ultimate liberation. They should never be performed for material gain. Furthermore, according to sages, one who is engaged in the ultimate occupational service should never use material gain to cultivate sense gratification. So, in whatever actions that one performs, it's important to stay focused on the goal, and that is to glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is what we do every morning here. We're glorifying the spiritual master, and we're glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But along with this glorification, there's another side one must maintain. We must maintain the temple. And for those of us who are raising families, who are householders in the Grihastha Ashram, we must have an occupation. Not everyone lives in the temple. Not everyone lives in the ashram. But still, it's important to stay focused on that Krishna is maintaining us. Actually, Krishna is maintaining everyone. Think about an elephant. How much does an elephant eat in a day? Quite a lot. Certainly more than we do. And Krishna is providing for that elephant all of his or her necessities by giving ample foodstuffs to eat. Now, the human form of life is meant for sense gratification. No, excuse me. Just want to make sure you're all paying attention here. You see that? All of a sudden people perked up. The purpose of spiritual life is to inquire into the knowledge of the Absolute and is to ultimately what was the word? Detachment. Detachment from the world. That is the goal of this life, is to become detached from this material world. And the only way that we can do that is by becoming attached to the lotus feet of the spiritual master and the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By getting a higher taste, we can give up the lower taste. So going back to the point, though, about maintaining, we all have to maintain ourselves. And as I said, Krishna is maintaining everyone. It's important to stay focused on that even if we have a regular occupation in this life, at this point in our time, this point in life, that we still see that everything that we're doing is for Krishna. We're maintaining our family to raise them Krishna consciously, to worship our altar if we have an altar at home, if we're too far from the temple, by cooking prasadam or making bhoga and then cooking the bhoga and then offering it to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, chanting 16 rounds a day, following the regulative principles, doing some type of service, even if one doesn't live at the temple, or one may even live far from the temple. Still, in this day of computers and social media, it becomes easier for us to even do devotional service. Because we can all do service even if we're a distance away. Or if we have a regular occupation, we can still preach. We can keep Srila Prabhupada's books with us. And as we meet people who are receptive to Krishna consciousness, in the workplace, we can still give them Krishna. So everything we do, try to remember Krishna. Even when we're making our salaries every week, we're getting paid for our job. Somehow engage some of that Lakshmi in a Krishna conscious activity, whether it's prasadam distribution, book distribution, donate to print books. This was very important. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and Srila Prabhupada, printing books was very important. And the instruction was there that if you get money, print books. These books are going to save the world. These books will spread Krishna consciousness. I was remembering back in the 70s when we would distribute books in New York and we would be at the airports. It was such a satisfying feeling that when we give books to people, that these books were going all over the world. And who knew where they were going to end up, in what part of the world. Even the other day I was walking on the street. I was doing some errands. And I was thinking, Los Angeles is such a passionate place. There's so much ignorance and passion. Thank goodness for the temple here, to be able to attend the program, to be able to have such nice association of so many wonderful Vaishnavas. But when we're out doing our everyday work, how do we remember Krishna? That can be a little more challenging. And as I was walking, I looked down, and there was one of Srila Prabhupada's books. So even in a big place like Los Angeles, you never know where a book is going to be. It could be miles from here, and there's one of Srila Prabhupada's books. When I drove here from Florida, when I moved 2.5 years ago, it was a very long drive. Madam Mahaprabhu, you've made this trip many times, so you know it's a long drive. And when I just crossed into California and I finally made it here, I didn't want to drive at night through the desert in case of a breakdown. So I said, I'll stop. I got a hotel. I was really exhausted. I thought, I just want to remember Krishna. How to practically do that? And when I opened up the drawer to the night table, there was a Bhagavad Gita. So, again, these things don't happen by chance. Material life and spiritual life should be like that of a railroad track. If you ever are at a railroad crossing and you look down in either direction, you see the tracks straight. So material life and spiritual life, they have to be done together. But we have to remember Krishna. Again, this is our most important thing to do. Srila Prabhupada, what did he say about his father? That Srila Prabhupada's father's main business was what? Excuse me? Puja. Right. So even if we have regular work, we have regular jobs, this is our main focus, should be puja. Worshipping the deities. Those of you that aren't able to come to the temple every day, some of you have to drive very far. I know there's some wonderful devotees in Rancho Cucamonga. They come here, they visit the temple. Very wonderful devotees. that these devotees, they have altars at their home. And even if the altar is very simple, like when we would go on traveling Sankirtan, we'd have our simple altar. Of course, Radha Damodar had very elaborate altars, because they would, the deities would actually go out, were actually on the buses and traveling with the Sankirtan devotees. The devotees were actually traveling with the deities. It's a simple process, but at the same time, it can be a challenge because of so many lives we've had in the material world and so much focus on sense gratification. Now we're in this human form of life and we have the opportunity to get out of this mess once and for all. But it's a challenge. But what's even more of a challenge is when someone is focused on just making money, just on economic development, just making money and forgetting Krishna. That is a very dangerous position. And I've met, through my occupation when I was driving limousine, many successful people, materially speaking. People who had billions of dollars, who listed on in Forbes magazine, who had many big homes, nice cars, nice families, everything materially you can imagine. And for some reason, people would open up and speak to me about their lives. And even on some occasions, I would say to them, wow, sounds like you really got it together. Sounds like you're really happy in life. It was kind of a leading question, but I wanted to see their response. And sometimes I would get the response, you don't want my life. So to me, this was proof that even though they had so much, still they weren't happy. They were working just like devotees would work, but they were leaving something out. They were leaving out Krishna. Even I had the opportunity to spend time with one owner of a professional football team. Quite a few times I drove him. And he would tell me how difficult his life is. And the biggest challenge for him, despite all of his money, despite all of his glory, his big stadium, he had a dog. Very big dog. It was actually a beautiful dog. Materially speaking, very nice dog. I slipped him a little Mahaprasadam at one point, and I whispered in his ear, Hare Krishna. But when that dog passed away, this owner that I'm speaking of was extremely distressed. Extremely. His life was, he was very unhappy. Even so much to say that he said to me, there's not even enough alcohol in this world to take me out of my misery right now. So, these occupational engagements are necessary. It's very important to raise Lakshmi, because we need things in this world. But Krishna will give us everything that we need. He may not give us everything we want, but He'll give us what we need to survive. So despite challenges in life, the most important thing is to stay focused on our Krishna consciousness, to stay focused on our sadhana, to stay focused on the different aspects of devotional service. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smarnam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. So again, even though it's simple, you know, things, we can complicate things. Living in the material world can be complicated. But as we've said before, when I had my bead bag here once, and I was quoting one professional football coach who, if the team lost, he would go back to the basics. In the NFL, the National Football League, on Monday morning they go into this room and they watch a movie. Like, we have this big screen, so they'll watch a movie. And what it is they go through all the different aspects, the good aspects, and also those aspects that need improvement, where there were mistakes, and maybe why they lost the game. Or maybe why they won, but why they lost. And this coach, if the team lost, he would go right back to the basics. He would bring a football in, and I've said this before in my classes. He would hold up a football, and he would say, "Gentlemen, this is a football." And he would start with the basics. So every day we have the opportunity to start with the basics again, and that's hearing Shravanam, Kirtanam, and Vishnu Smarnam. Hearing, chanting, and remembering. Or there's one story on that where I remember that about 4 or 5 years ago, I was in New Vrindavan for the Festival of Inspiration. And I remember Vaishasika Prabhu was giving class. He was giving Bhagavatam class one morning. And Vaishasika Prabhu was having some challenges on book distribution. He called his mother, and I believe, and I stand to be corrected, but I believe this was even like before he got initiated. This is when he was a new devotee. So he called his mother. True story. I heard him tell this story. And he was telling his mother about the challenging day that he was having on book distribution. So his mother said, "Son, get that bead bag, that bag that you got with those beads, put your hand in that bag and chant." I'm kind of paraphrasing, it's not exactly, but it illustrates the point. How important it is to hear nicely. That mantra that's up here, Hare Krishna and Rama, that is our lifeline. This chanting, these beads, the chanting of Hare Krishna, it's our umbilical cord. And it's our means to be able to go back to Godhead. So by regular attendance in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and we read this here in the Bhagavatam, this is very important. And if we can't be here personally because of our occupations, because of our jobs, there's tapes we listen to, there's the internet, that we can watch class, we can listen, and then discuss with each other, enliven one another. Who knows that nutshell verse? 10th chapter. I was thinking Majjhita. Majjhita, Magata, Prana. Parodio, Paras, Pranam. Gita. Gita, like Krishna Gita. Gita yantas chaman nicham tushanticha ramanticha. So I was thinking about that verse. We enliven one another by speaking about Krishna. Sachin Anoy Prabhu, what was the verse that you were thinking of? Oh, okay. So you were speaking the third line of that verse. Okay. So I want to thank everyone for coming to Bhagavatam class here and also out there in internet land. Thank you very much. We have a few minutes. We can stop and see if anyone has any additions or questions or comments, please. Okay, Madam Mohan Prabhu, the microphone is coming.
I was noticing in the translation, word for word, there was the last word was smritaha.
Smritaha, yes.
Is described by the great sages. So I was thinking how Prabhupada, it says when he translated, he did bhava artha translations, that he knew the intention, he knew the feeling of what the verse was supposed to be, and then he translates it like that, as opposed to literal translation where you just take the word, do the dot to figure it, put it like that. So this to me was the elevator. You know, devotees, it says that we're on an elevator as opposed to taking the stairs. So we're getting the blessings of all the great sages, the vision that they have from their years of austerity and penance to understand the way that they look at sense gratification, because we wouldn't see it like that. You know, so they're giving us that, and simply by us hearing that, we're taking their association, we're getting the benefits from that. So I like to remember about that, how we're on the elevator, because on an elevator you're not actually using your foot power to go up the steps. You're getting there from the blessings of being pulled up by the higher authorities. So I just, when I was reading it along with that, it came to mind. Thank you.
Jack, thank you for sharing your thoughts. All right, anyone else? Anyone on this side? No? All righty. Thank you very much. I hope you all have a wonderful day in Krishna consciousness. Jai. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.